Now, during the break, we've got two very large pumpkins in studio. And the reason for that is that it's pumpkin time of the year. And if you're looking for something to occupy the children with during the midterm, you can do worse than carving a few pumpkins. In a few minutes, we're going to chat to Mark McNamara, whose work you might recognise because he would have been responsible for carving the 7 presidential candidates back in 2011. Brilliant work. I have 2 of his pumpkins here and I haven't seen the front of them. I'm only looking at the back of them here. But before we talk to Mark, I want to talk to Michael Byrne, who's on the line. How are you doing, Michael?
Not so bad, Ray. How are you?
Good. You're currently in final year of a PhD in UCD in crop science.
Yeah, I am just heading into the final year now. So
what are you, what are you studying?
I'm looking at the effect of different biostimulants on root system architecture in winter wheat.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, it's a kind of a collaborative project across crop science and computer science here, led by Professor Jimmy Burke, and we're making great strides.
Now, because you're studying that at such a high level,
yeah,
does that give you an advantage when you're growing pumpkins, particularly big ones?
I'd be lying if I said it didn't. Look at anyone can grow a big pumpkin, it's whether you want to grow it.
Right,
I suppose,
right.
Like, look, I'm growing them since I was the age of 6, when my granddad started off having a competition at Halloween between myself and a couple of my cousins.
Right.
And, look, anyone as a young child looks at these things and they never go away happy from looking at them. But from a point of view of, do I have an advantage? I would say I do, because I'm kind of studying what I do as my hobby.
Yes, so in that regard, I do kind of have a bit of a head start.
Yeah.
Like, is the equivalent of performance enhancing drugs, really, is it?
Oh, they're like pumpkins on steroids. That's what these things are.
Right. Mark, you're there because it come in for this bit of the conversation. How are you?
Hi, Ray.
Yeah, it's not size that matters to you, I'd imagine, the shape, is it?
Yeah, I suppose so. Like, the ones that I've seen in Fond and Burn, you wouldn't be able to you wouldn't be able to sit at a table and carve them anyway, you know?
They're too big, yeah. So how big was your biggest, Michael?
Oh, 1,166.25 pounds.
Yeah.
So it was 530 kilos.
Right. So what? Give me dimensions, as in, you know, feet and inches or metres.
Geez, you're talking about maybe 5 foot wide by 6 feet long, and then maybe 3-4 foot high.
Right.
So
yeah.
Fairly big, yeah.
Yeah,
it's the biggest. Go on.
It's the size of 3 small children.
I would be, yeah.
Easy. Yeah. Well, like 3 8-year-olds, I'd say.
Yeah.
So, and you've won a number of big pumpkin competitions over the years.
Yeah, I have. So that's my biggest one is the current Irish record, and I suppose the biggest one in the world there this year was grown over in the UK, which was 2,594 pounds. So that's only a couple of pounds off the world record.
Right.
But these things, they're very hard to grow. Like, I started one off this year, thought it was going to be great. I was at home, locked down. I thought, this is going to be great. Going to grow a massive one. And halfway through the season, I kind of overdone a little bit on the fertilizer, so that didn't help me too much.
Right.
But, it's kind of a thing. It's a hit and miss kind of a job, but I hit it more than I miss it.
And anybody can do it, not with your expertise, obviously, but no, anybody, yeah.
Yeah, well, look, I started off when I was about 6 or 7, and the first year I grew it, it was a 211-pound pumpkin, and that wasn't really with too much care. A bit of cow manure and a bit of water, and just kind of being consistent with water, and then we took it over to Granard and Longford for the first wave, and sure, there was other people with big pumpkins, and I kind of got really hooked on it then, and I says, right, I'm going for a big one next year. I just kind of continued it on from there.
Oh, it's a great hobby because, you know, it's a living, growing thing.
Well, look, there's lads all over the world at this, and I suppose that's the great thing about the hobby is that you get to meet people from all over the world.
Yeah.
There's guys in Rhode Island, in Oregon, in Washington, in California, and then you've a load of good growers, great growers, in fact, over in Europe.
Okay.
So, yeah, you get to meet people from all over the world as well.
Mark, the things you could do with one of Michael's pumpkins, huh?
Exactly, yeah.
Right, I have 2 of yours which you've sent in to us. Thanks so much for that. You were meant to be in studio to show them off in person, but with restrictions we can't have that. So I'm going to turn the first one around. Here we go, drum roll. Ah, look at that. Ah, brilliant. So it's zig and zag on the telly. Ah, that's brilliant. That is brilliant. I love that. So that's to celebrate the den coming back. That's great. Thanks for that, Mark. And the other one?
I'll have a look at that
one,
yeah.
Oh, jeez. Sorry. Yeah, that's flattering, actually. That's me there. I'm sounding like REM there. That is brilliant. That's brilliant. How do you describe that? In relief, is it? Is that how you describe it?
Yeah, like when you're doing quite detailed stuff, you could just take the skin off and a small bit of the flesh, and you're not limited then by if you're cutting through, bits fall off.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, you can do a lot more detail work that way.
So you're carving on the skin as opposed to cutting through.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Well, they are brilliant. They are brilliant. Now, I remember you did the 7 presidential candidates back in the day. So do you get commissioned to do things, Mark?
Yeah, like I just started off doing them for fun, and then we were in London when I started doing them. It wasn't huge over there, it's not as big a deal as it was here. So when we came back, Fallon Byrne kind of had their autumn display with pumpkins, so I got in touch and they came up with the idea of doing all the candidates, and we've kind of done something nearly every year since,
Right, and what's this year's theme?
Oh, so this year we have Trump and Biden and Pence and Kamala Harris. So they're on display since yesterday.
So it's a Trumpkin.
Yeah, Trumpkin, exactly, yeah.
Brilliant. Did you have fun doing him?
Yeah, he has a face. Yeah, he's some face on him, all right,
What were you going to say there? He has a face that suits a pumpkin.
I don't know.
Well, definitely the colouring is good.
Exactly, yeah. It's a good start, The colour is right anyway. So. Yeah.
So what's your advice to people at home who will be carving up pumpkins with their children over the next week?
So I'd say probably get them maybe this weekend. You don't want to be chasing around all the shops next week looking for them. But, whatever kind of size or shape, it doesn't matter really what you get. But just check them all over when you're buying them. Make sure there's no soft spots or bruises, because they'll kind of go off they'll go off quickly. So.
Yes.
And if people are getting them, normally in the shops, all the supermarkets have little carving kits, and they're ideal, to use instead of using sharp knives and stuff,
Yeah, and there's loads of templates available online.
Exactly, you can find any kind of any kind of design you want, really.
Yeah, I'm finding it hard over the years to make my pumpkins look menacing. They always end up looking happy.
Well, that's not too bad. That's okay.
Well, I don't know. And last year for the first time we used is it called the stalk? We used the stalk as the nose, because it was a lovely curly stalk, so we used that as the nose.
Yeah, that's fantastic, because they seem to they supply them with them now, kind of look great on top. They really look complete when they have the stalk.
Oh, got it. Or you can just do it as we did last year and use the stalk as the nose and cut the hole in that. Yeah. So what about G2 getting together and doing something,
absolutely,
magnificently, brilliantly
definitely
big. What would you do with one that size? I'm looking at maybe it's probably 4 foot tall.
Yeah, I think I'd need some more chisels and stuff, proper heavy duty woodwork stuff.
But you'd have fun with that, wouldn't you?
You probably need a chainsaw to carve it, I'd say.
Yeah. Would you? you could do Mount Rushmore. That's one thing you could do, isn't it?
Yeah, you have plenty of space anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, look, if you look them up, there's a guy over in Arizona called Ray Villafane, and he does some absolutely fantastic sculptings of pumpkins.
Right.
And he just, he has zombies coming out of them, and he has baseballs getting hit into their faces and the whole lot.
Some great ones. Well, listen, I'm putting a request in for next year. Michael Byrne and Mark McNamara, that we're going to bring you together for the show, whatever show we're on. And you're going to, Michael, you're going to provide the big pumpkin, and Mark, you're going to carve it, and it's going to be the biggest and best in the country. That's what we're looking for next year. Too late to do this year. Listen, Michael, thanks so much. Mark, they're brilliant. Thank you. I'm going to take pictures of those and put them up so people can see them. They're
thanks
brilliant.
A million,
thank you so much. And I suppose I should say Happy Halloween to you both. Thanks, Michael.
Happy Halloween,
Mark.
Everyone.
See you. Bye.
Happy Halloween.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.